Welcome back. This is our business to business segment. As a certified financial planner, you know I'm always going to put the best team in place for our clients. So in studio, we have Steve Gibbs. He's an estate planning attorney. And we also have the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And this is really a topic, Steve, you're going to do a lot of talking on, because this is more of a legal mumbo jumbo. Matter of fact, isn't that your book, Mumbo Jumbo?
Yes. Thank you, Alfie. I appreciate you mentioning it.
He wrote a book called Mumbo Jumbo. But but this is protecting digital assets. And what do you mean about protecting digital assets?
Right. Well, this is a great topic. There's a lot happening right now. It's a real cutting edge area of estate planning for obvious reasons. A lot of people that may be listening have businesses. You probably have a website. You might have a blog, you might have social media accounts, and as things go, you know, all these assets are accruing value, right? So, and the longer you have them and the more skillful you are at managing them, the more value they're going to accumulate over time. And so, like any other business asset, you know, you got to figure out what those assets are worth. And we talk a lot on the show about business succession planning, buy-sell agreements, and creating a plan where if you couldn't operate your business tomorrow, how would that happen? You know, do you have a third party that would buy out the business, or do you have people that are within your company or possibly in a family business, you know, family members that will buy the business? How does that work? And your family members and your loved ones are going to need to step forward and say, okay, well, what assets are there? You're going to have to, you know, hopefully they'll have passwords, right, to get into your accounts. Hopefully they'll have all that. And the reality of it is privacy laws on the internet are very stringent. So if you try to get access to someone's account, you're going to run into a lot of problems.
Yeah, you know, I could see that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's even been suggested that, you know, people have a separate digital personal representative for the estate. And this is an area that a lot of estate planners, you know, maybe aren't even aware of, and yet it's so important. So, you know, we consider it, and I know as part of Elfie's team, you know, we consider, you know, gathering all this information. And then I think, you know, Jim, you can speak to this as well. You know, how do you value it? So you have this popular website, you know, and what do you do with that?
Well, yeah, and there's five different ways to value an asset, a business. And again, it's so important to understand what that number is, whether it's your buy-sell if you have a partner, so you get fair and equal value if somebody wants to exit the business or somebody passed away prematurely. So knowing that valuation and being able to update that, especially in real time, because in that whole digital world, it seems like valuations are just skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure you have a relationship with a firm like Alfie that's going to be able to do that for you in real time, as he's got access to probably the most cutting edge technology out there for business valuations.
Yeah, right. And like you said, in time, that means it's changing as the value of the business changes. It's changing automatically. So a lot of people might have done an evaluation of their business many years ago, And not really understand that it's grown or might have lost value. You don't know. It could go either way. You know, we always talk about increase. That's what we want, is increase. And we hope everyone, all the listeners out there, if you're a business owner, is increasing your business. But sometimes, you know, things change and things could go back. So if you want to know what the value of your business is, if you want to know about protecting digital assets, how to do it, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com.